Section 1. The Driver License. The Driver License. Wisconsin DMV issues Real ID compliant driver licenses in accordance with the Federal Real ID Act of 2005. Beginning October 1, 2020, the Department of Homeland Security will require that you have Real ID compliant identification to board federally regulated commercial aircraft or enter federal facilities requiring identification. Don't get left behind without a Real ID. Find more information about Real ID on the Division of Motor Vehicles, DMV, website at wisconsindmv.gov. Requirements. Anyone who operates a motor vehicle or motor-driven cycle on public roadways in Wisconsin is required to have a valid driver license. You may obtain a Wisconsin Class D driver license, cars and light trucks, if you 1. Are at least 16 years of age. 2. Present proof of U.S. citizenship, legal immigration status or legal temporary visitor status in the U.S., such as a certified copy of your U.S. birth certificate. Valid U.S. passport. Valid foreign passport with appropriate immigration documents. All documents presented as proof must be original. Photocopies are not acceptable. 3. Present proof of your name and date of birth, such as a certified copy of your U.S. birth certificate. Valid U.S. passport. Valid foreign passport with federal I-551 or I-94, arrival and departure record. Note. Hospital birth certificates, notification of birth registration or baptismal certificates are not acceptable. If you were born in Wisconsin, you can get a certified copy of your birth certificate at any county register of deeds or from Wisconsin Vital Record Services. You will be charged a fee. If you were born in another U.S. state or territory, contact the state or territory where you were born. 4. Present proof of your identity, such as a Social Security card with your signature. Valid Wisconsin or out-of-state ID card with your photograph. U.S. Military ID card with your photograph. 5. Present proof of your Wisconsin residency, such as a utility bill for water, gas, electricity or landline telephone service with your name and Wisconsin address. Bank statement from a Wisconsin bank with your name and Wisconsin address. 6. Present proof of your Social Security number, such as a Social Security card. W-2 form including your name, address and Social Security number. Currently, you can provide your Social Security number without presenting proof of it to apply for a driver license that is not compliant with Real ID requirements. If you are not eligible for a Social Security number, you must sign a Social Security number non-eligibility certification statement. For a complete list of acceptable documents, visit the Division of Motor Vehicles, DMV, website at wisconsindmv.gov/dldocs. 7. Are under 18. And have successfully completed an approved driver education course. And have an adult sponsor, your parent or legal guardian, certify their sponsorship on your application. 8. Pass required driver license tests. Note. New Wisconsin residents with a license from another state, which is valid or expired less than 8 years, may be able to get a Wisconsin license without taking the knowledge or skills tests. Visit wisconsindmv.gov for more information. 9. Turn in any driver license and/or identification card issued in another state. 10. Are not suspended or revoked in another state. 11. Meet the physical and medical requirements for the type of driver license for which you are applying. 12. Pay required fees. Carrying the driver license and license replacement. You must carry your license with you while operating a motor vehicle. If your license is lost or stolen, you must obtain a duplicate license. Visit wisconsindmv.gov for more information. Out-of-state transfers. If you are under 18 and hold an instruction permit from another state or country, in order to get a probationary license, you will be required to meet the same conditions as a Wisconsin resident. If you surrender a license from another state or country, some of the requirements for a probationary license may be waived. Visit wisconsindmv.gov for more information. New Wisconsin residents with an out-of-state license are required to apply for a Wisconsin driver license within 60 days of becoming a resident of Wisconsin. Wisconsin allows certain exemptions from its licensing requirements. For example, a person in the armed services may operate a motor vehicle owned by, or leased to, the federal government without a Wisconsin driver license. A person from a state or territory of the United States, or Canada, who has not established residence in Wisconsin, is at least 16 years of age and has in their immediate possession a valid driver license issued to that person from their home jurisdiction, may operate a non-commercial vehicle. A commercial driver who is not a resident of Wisconsin, has in their immediate possession a valid commercial driver license issued to that person from another state or territory of the United States, a province of Canada, or Mexico, may operate a commercial motor vehicle in Wisconsin as long as the operation complies with all restrictions and endorsements on the license. A non-resident of the United States who holds an international driving permit or a valid driver license issued by a signatory country to either the 1943 Regulation of Inter-American Automotive Traffic or the 1949 Geneva Convention on Road Traffic may operate a non-commercial vehicle. This exemption applies for 1 year after the person arrives in the U.S. The instruction permit. If you have not previously held a driver license, you must first get an instruction permit at a DMV service center. 1. To get an instruction permit, you must be at least 15 years, 6 months of age, and pass the knowledge and highway signs tests and vision screening. Note: take a practice knowledge test and your mobile device at wisconsin.gov/pages/dmv/teen-driver/teen-hw-applee-practice-test-app. ASPX. 2. If you were under 18, you are required to have completed or be enrolled in an approved behind-the-wheel driver ed course which begins within 60 days of the date your driver ed instructor certifies your application. Note: if you have not completed the classroom portion of driver education, you must be within 60 days of starting behind the wheel. Have your adult sponsor sign the application. The sponsor's signature must be witnessed by either a notary public or an authorized DMV employee. Note: your instruction permit is valid for 12 months. If you need to renew your permit or get a duplicate, you will be asked to provide proof that you are currently enrolled in or have completed driver education. 3. Present proof of U.S. citizenship, legal immigration status or legal temporary visitor status in the U.S., such as a certified copy of your U.S. birth certificate, valid U.S. passport, valid foreign passport with appropriate immigration documents. 4. Present proof of your name and date of birth, such as a certified copy of your U.S. birth certificate, valid U.S. passport, valid foreign passport with federal I-551 or I-94, arrival and departure record. Note: hospital birth certificates, notification of birth registration or baptismal certificates are not acceptable. If you were born in Wisconsin, you can get a certified copy of your birth certificate at any county register of deeds or from Wisconsin Vital Record Services. You will be charged a fee. If you were born in another U.S. state or territory, contact the state or territory where you were born. 5. Present proof of your identity, such as a Social Security card with your signature, valid Wisconsin or out-of-state ID card with your photograph, U.S. military ID card with your photograph. 6. Present proof of your Social Security number, such as a Social Security card, W-2 form including your name, address and Social Security number. Currently, you can provide your Social Security number without presenting proof of it to apply for a driver license that is not compliant with Real ID requirements. If you are not eligible for a Social Security number, you must sign a Social Security number non-eligibility certification statement. You may be required to show proof of Wisconsin residency. For more information, including a complete list of acceptable documents, visit wisconsindmv.gov/dldocs. All documents presented as proof must be original. Photocopies are not acceptable. Restrictions of the instruction permit. You may drive only when you are accompanied by a person with 2 years driving experience who holds a valid regular, not probationary or occupational, license and who sits in the front passenger seat and is one of the following. A qualified instructor 19 or older. Up to three others may ride along if the car is equipped with dual controls, or a parent, guardian or spouse 19 or older. Your immediate family members may ride along in the back seat, or a person 21 or older. If you are under 18, this person must be designated in writing by your parent or guardian prior to accompanying you while driving a vehicle. Note: if you are at least 16 years of age, in addition to the licensed accompanying driver, one other licensed person 25 years of age or more with at least 2 years driving experience may occupy a seat in the vehicle other than the front seat. The probationary license. A probationary license is the first license issued to new drivers regardless of age. It is valid for 2 years from your next birthday. Points are doubled for the second and subsequent convictions for traffic violations. To qualify for a probationary license, all applicants must meet the driver license requirements. For those under 18, you must also meet the following requirements. 1. Present proof of completing an approved driver education class, and 2. Have had an instruction permit for a minimum of 6 months, and 3. Have accumulated 30 hours of behind-the-wheel driving experience, 10 of the 30 hours must be at night, and note, up to 5 hours of behind-the-wheel driving experience with a qualified instructor may be double-counted. For example, 3 hours will count as 6 hours. 4. Have had no moving traffic violations resulting in a conviction for the 6 months prior to the date of application for this license, and 5. Have your parent or adult sponsor certify, on the driver license application, the completion of 30 hours of driving experience, 10 at night, and 6. Pass a driving skills test, and 7. Pay the required fees. Restrictions of the probationary license. If you are under 18, for the first 9 months of holding your probationary license you will have restrictions on who can ride with you. From 5 a.m. to midnight, you can drive alone and travel anywhere. In addition, any number of your immediate family members, including a legal guardian, and the following people can ride with you. One person who holds a valid regular, non-probationary, license with at least 2 years of licensed driving experience and who is one of the following. A qualified instructor or spouse 19 or older, or a person 21 or older. One other person. From midnight to 5 a.m. If driving between home, school, and or work you can drive alone. The same people listed above can be with you. If driving anywhere else, you must have one of the following people seated beside you. A parent or guardian. One person who holds a valid regular, non-probationary, license with 2 years of licensed driving experience and who is one of the following. A qualified instructor or spouse 19 or older, or a person 21 or older. In addition, you can have any number of your immediate family members and one other person ride with you. Restrictions will be extended 6 months if you are convicted of a moving traffic violation, including failure to fasten seat belt, or you violate any of the restrictions, or your license is revoked or suspended for any reason. Note: the 9-month term of the passenger and time of day restriction stops while your operating privilege is suspended or revoked. It resumes again when your operating privilege is reinstated. The skills test. You must schedule an appointment for a driving skills, road, test. Schedule your appointment online at wisconsindmv.gov, online or call 608-266-2353. Prior to the skills test, the examiner will conduct a safety inspection on the vehicle used for the test. The following items will be inspected and must be present and in safe operating condition. Brake lights. Brakes. Current license plate. Defroster, if needed for test conditions. Directional lights. Doors. Exhaust system. Headlights. Horn. License plate light. Mirrors. Safety belts. Speedometer. Taillights. Tires. Windows. Windshield wipers, if needed for test conditions. During the skills test, the examiner will tell you where to drive. You will follow other traffic, change lanes, pass, back up, parallel park, make a Y-turn, pull over to the side of the road and stop. Turn left or right on divided highways, two-lane or one-way roads. Move from a parked position onto the roadway. The examiner will score your attention and alertness, how well you obey traffic rules, handle the car, including shifting if the car has a manual shift, share space and communicate with other users of the road. Keeping the driver license. In order to keep your driver license, you must drive safely at all times. You can lose your driving privilege for a conviction for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Refusing to be tested for alcohol or other drugs if you are asked to do so by a police officer. Leaving the scene of a crash in which you are involved, without identifying yourself. Failing to notify law enforcement of a reportable crash in which you are involved. Giving false information when you apply for a driver license. Failing to settle a financial judgment made against you for damages resulting from a motor vehicle crash. Attempting to change the information in your driver license. Failing to appear for a re-examination when requested to do so by the DMV. Using a motor vehicle to commit a felony or causing the death of someone in a motor vehicle crash. Having too many points in your driving record. Letting someone else use your driver license. Using someone else's driver license. Point system. Your driver record has 0 points until you are convicted of violating certain traffic laws. Upon conviction, you are given demerit points which become part of your driving record. Probationary license holders and those who do not have any type of license, no matter what age, including those who hold only an ID card, will have their points doubled on their second and subsequent convictions. If you get 6 demerit points within any 12-month period, you will receive a warning letter. The letter will tell you how you can reduce your points by 3 by completing an approved traffic safety course. If you get 12 or more demerit points within any 12-month period, your driving privilege will be suspended or revoked. Habitual offender. If you are convicted of 4 or more major traffic violations or 12 or more minor violations within 5 years, the DMV will declare you a habitual offender. For information about points and major versus minor violations, visit wisconsindmv.gov. Your driving privilege will be revoked for a period of 5 years. Habitual offenders may be eligible for an occupational license after a 2-year waiting period. Occupational license. If your license is suspended or revoked, visit wisconsindmv.gov or call 608-261-0368 to check your eligibility for an occupational license. If eligible, you will need to provide proof of financial responsibility. Provide proof by filing an State Route 22 insurance certificate or showing that you have other financial means to cover any damage resulting from any future traffic crash. An occupational license allows you to drive up to 12 hours a day and up to 60 hours a week. Reinstating a revoked or suspended license. A revoked license can be reinstated after the period of revocation is over, and you file proof of financial responsibility with the Division of Motor Vehicles, and note, proof must be filed for 3 years from the date you are eligible to reinstate. You present proof of identity. A skills test may be required if you have been suspended or revoked for 8 years or more, and you pay a reinstatement fee. A suspended license can be reinstated at the end of the suspension period after a reinstatement fee is paid. Driver license renewal. Your probationary license will be valid for 2 years from your next birthday. You may renew your probationary license up to 90 days before it expires. Upon renewal, you will be issued a regular license that will be valid up to 8 years. Motor vehicle liability insurance requirement. No person may operate a motor vehicle in Wisconsin unless the owner or operator of the vehicle has liability insurance in effect for the vehicle being operated. One must present proof of insurance, such as a valid insurance card, when requested by a law enforcement officer. The liability insurance must be issued by an insurer authorized to conduct motor vehicle liability business in Wisconsin if the vehicle is registered in Wisconsin. A driver of a vehicle registered in another state may provide proof from an insurance company in the state where the vehicle is registered. Insurance coverage and limitations are the responsibility of the driver and owner of the vehicle if the proof of insurance does not list the driver or the specific vehicle being operated. Law enforcement may request proof of insurance at any traffic stop or crash. Failure to have insurance could result in up to a $500 fine. Failure to have proof of insurance when requested could result in a $10 fine. Any person who fraudulently represents that they carry the required liability insurance or provides fraudulent documents as proof could face fines of up to $5,000. You may not be stopped by law enforcement solely for purposes of determining proof of insurance. Proof of insurance includes, but is not limited to, a valid insurance card showing coverage levels and dates, a valid SR-22 insurance certificate, a letter from an insurance company on company letterhead explaining the benefits, a valid self-insurance certificate issued by the DOT, proof of bond or securities filed with the DOT, proof the vehicle is owned or leased by the U.S. government, Wisconsin or any other state, or any county or municipality in Wisconsin or any other state. You are not required to show proof of insurance when you apply for, or renew, your license plates nor when you apply for, or renew, your driver license. You do not have to send insurance information to the DMV unless you are asked for the information. Section 344.61 to 344.67 WIS. Stats.